Hello. Normally, I put the ad reads at the back end of the podcast so that you can hear the good stuff and not have to listen to me shill pointlessly for 2 minutes. And just so you know, I do this intentionally in our production because even I object to commercials as much as the next podcast listener. However, at this moment, I would ask that you indulge me because I've got a book coming out on April 30th, 2022 on Amazon, and I'd like you to go ahead and place your order right now. The book's title is 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership, and it's a collection of 13 essays on leadership. In the book, I address the 12 leadership areas that we have found leaders need to be the most effective in, and then I throw in an extra essay there at the back end. From establishing a foundation of leading teams through managing conflict effectively, all the way through leading teams through change, knowing what to do and why to do it, I believe can help you become a better leader. This book wasn't written just over the course of the last 2 years, and this isn't another fly-by-night leadership development book, here today and gone in the wind in the next month. 12 Rules for Leaders represents a continuation of the work we've been doing here at HSCT Publishing with our leadership training and development products and services, from Leadership Toolbox to Leading Keys. And it also represents the distillation of lessons we've learned, absorbed, and transmitted to others from training and developing around 15,000 managers and supervisors over the course of the last 10 years. This is no slouch of a book, but it's written in an easy-to-understand and easy-to-read direct format with practical tips that you can implement today, no matter your leadership problem, your leadership situation, or your leadership circumstances. It's kind of like getting coaching from me directly without having to pay my full coaching rate. I fundamentally believe that this is the book right now, for right now, because leaders like you are positioned to do great work during the truly revolutionary times we are living in, well, right now. And sometimes you need a book as a guide to help you through the work. So, head on over to leadershiptoolbox.us and scroll down the homepage, click on the link, and add your name to the pre-order list for 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership, and look for the book in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle format on Amazon on April 30th, 2022. By the way, we'll be talking about the rules in 12 Rules for Leaders in our podcasts, both the long and the short, throughout the months of May and June, so you don't want to miss out on that. And well, that was 3 minutes. So that's it for me. Out. Hello, my name is Haysan Sorrells, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on Shorts. These are 6 to 8 minute observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now, 6 to 8 minutes, is better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Everyone, every leader, every follower, every employee, and every boss knows what emotional intelligence is. Many trainers, consultants, writers, and thought leaders claim to know how to access emotional intelligence to accomplish business goals and jumpstart defunct leadership. And in a world where physical labor and even logic-based labor becomes less expensive and thus less valuable in the marketplace over the long course of time, emotional labor, labor driven by the work of leveraging emotional intelligence to accomplish business outcomes, will become the gold standard for what organizations can pay for and make money from in the remainder of the 21st century and beyond. And yet, and even in our current time, there remains an unbelievable level of resistance to this very clear idea. In the 1990s, when researcher and author Daniel Goleman looked back at the history of research into emotional intelligence, he found that many bosses and leaders of the Industrial Revolution organizations in the 1970s abhorred the concept of understanding any type of emotional intelligence at all. Quote, the cost effectiveness of emotional intelligence is a relatively new idea, for a business, one some managers and leaders might find hard to accept. A study of 250 executives found that they felt their work demanded, quote unquote, their hearts, but not their heads, but not their hearts. Many said they feared that feeling empathy or compassion for those they worked with would put them in conflict with their organizational goals. One executive felt the idea of sensing the feelings of those who worked for him was absurd. It would, he said, quote unquote, be impossible to deal with people. Others protested that if they were not emotionally aloof, they would be unable to make the quote-unquote hard decisions that business requires, although the likelihood is that they would deliver those decisions more humanely. Close quote. Daniel Goleman, Emotional Intelligence. EI is the fuel that will drive workplaces in the future because emotions and emotional labor are really the only thing left in the human experience that cannot be turned into an algorithm or programmed into the interface of a thinking machine. However, what has not been explored are the links between EI and self-deception in leadership. Many of the areas of EI tie directly into the stories, myths, and legends leaders tell themselves about the work they are doing in leadership and that work's value to the people who are following them. And many leaders are self-deceived. Self-deception in leadership is nothing new. Without a strong dose of self-awareness and self-reflection and a high level of emotional intelligence, many leaders cannot successfully navigate their own internal emotional lives, much less the lives of their followers. Self-deception occurs when leaders, or anyone else, drinks the Kool-Aid about the effectiveness of their own leadership approach and style. Self-deception occurs when leaders refuse to grow intentionally and challenge themselves to the process of growth gaining genuine EI requires. Self-deception occurs when leaders underestimate the level of burnout or compassion fatigue on their teams. It also occurs when leaders fail to encourage the building of morale on teams in the face of retention issues and poor treatment. Many leaders are self-deceived, and there is one way for them to overcome this self-deception: accepting feedback, internalizing it, and then changing, genuinely changing, their behavior. This is some of the hardest work emotionally intelligent leaders engage in, and it is also the most rewarding. Rules for leaders, rule number 2. Leaders eat the apple pie of EI. And well, that's it for me. Follow us on all the places that you follow us. Please subscribe to Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast. Please tell your friends. Please like and share. Please also check out the HSCT website for all products and solutions. Please check out the Leading Keys website for products and solutions, our remote training services, our books, our trainings that will help you become a better leader. And watch this space for more information about our upcoming book, 12 Rules for Leaders, a foundational guide to intentional leadership, coming in April 2022. Please also go to HaysonSorrells.com for more blogs and more posts about how you can be a better leader, and check out all of our YouTube channels online. Thanks, and have a great rest of your leadership day. Out.